This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. The U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, pointing to federal law, says it has the right to board and conduct warrantless searches in any vehicle within 100 miles of the U.S. border. Given Vermont's small size and its northern border with Canada, that means a significant portion of the state falls within that 100-mile line. The ACLU of Vermont has joined the chapters of several states asking Greyhound bus lines to stop allowing agents to board its buses and ask passengers questions about their citizenship. The ACLU calls it "show me your papers" policing. But does Greyhound have an ability to say no? Here to talk about it is Executive Director of the ACLU of Vermont, James Lyle. James, thanks for being here.
Hi, Jane. Thanks for having me.
What is the actual federal policy in question here?
Well, I mean, to go back to the claim that Border Patrol can conduct warrantless searches anywhere within 100 miles of the border that you opened with, that is actually not true. And the Border Patrol likes to repeat that every chance it gets. But the fact is, Border Patrol's claims of broad jurisdiction with 100 miles of the border are not absolute. They're far more limited than the agency ever says publicly. The Supreme Court, decades ago, has interpreted those regulations, statutes and regulations, to limit what Border Patrol can do within 100 miles of the border. And the Supreme Court has made clear that Border Patrol cannot make warrantless stops and searches within 100 miles of the border, with certain narrow exceptions to that. So the Border Patrol can operate immigration checkpoints. They can pull over vehicles if they develop reasonable suspicion of an immigration violation. And they can conduct searches, but only if it's based on a warrant or probable cause. That's the highest Fourth Amendment standard. They don't have carte blanche to do whatever they want. None of those exceptions include the Border Patrol boarding buses in the interior of the country to detain and interrogate passengers without any suspicion or legal basis. They don't have the authority to do that. And Greyhound has absolutely no obligation to allow it to happen, and they shouldn't. And that's what the ACLU of Vermont and other ACLU affiliates around the country said in that letter.
Why go after Greyhound? Why not go after the federal government if you believe the federal government is actually violating its own policies or doing something that it shouldn't be doing?
Oh, well, we take on Border Patrol on a fairly regular basis, and we also call on the public to help us to do that. So if people encounter ICE or Border Patrol operations in the interior of the country, I would urge people to contact the ACLU with any questions or concerns.
What do you consider the interior of the country? I mean, do you mean like lower than St. Albans?
Well, yeah. I mean, the CBP, which Border Patrol is a part of, patrols the ports of entry. So it's one thing to say that they have a right to search vehicles coming in and out of the country at the ports of entry. Something quite different to say that Border Patrol can stop, search, detain, and question anybody under any circumstance 100 miles from the border. That's what Border Patrol would like to do. Again, the Supreme Court has already said they can't do that. We are actively working to challenge these practices, but we are also calling on private businesses, including the Greyhound Bus Company and other carriers, to not facilitate civil rights violations. They don't have to give in to the empty threats of an out-of-control agency, nor should they. Their business is to serve the public and to carry people from point A to point B. It's not something that they need to do in terms of letting Border Patrol board their buses. And DHS's own regulations recognize that. DHS's own regulations say that agents may not enter businesses unless they have a warrant or the consent of the owner or operator. I mean, that's another regulation that a policy on the books that Border Patrol conveniently overlooks.
So were there precipitating incidents that actually pushed you to do this that you saw that happened with Greyhound? Or is this more of just, you know, trying to target the various companies that you see this happening with?
Well, it seems to be getting worse, and I think it's important to recognize that Border Patrol operations like this and the kind of abusive practices, the agency's sense of impunity are getting worse. And I think it's indicative of an agency that is really increasingly willing to overlook the legal limits on its authority, including legal search and seizure, wholesale racial profiling, and excessive use of force. We see that around the country at other ACLU affiliates as well as here in Vermont. And it's also, I think, indicative of an agency that is clearly emboldened by the nativist rhetoric and anti-immigrant policies of the Trump administration. We've seen that in Vermont and around the country with politically motivated arrests of immigrant rights activists, like migrant justice activists in Vermont. We see it in some really monstrous policies of separating detained children from their mothers. And so, you know, those things, the bus raids, things that are really inconsistent, to say the least. They really fly in the face of our laws and our values as a country. You can see this, the agency, I think, showing its true nature, showing its true culture. And it's a very authoritarian culture, and one that doesn't respect civil rights and human rights. And so these bus raids, I think, can be seen in that context. And obviously there's growing concern about all of these actions. And so the ACLU is increasingly working to challenge them wherever we can.
You, of course, run into the argument, though, that if everybody on the bus is a law-abiding citizen or a law-abiding green card holder or visa holder, there's no problem. So why not let the Border Patrol do this? If everybody's following the rules, it's not a problem.
Because it's unconstitutional. Constitutional rights are only there, only given any content if we are prepared to defend them and to exercise them. I'd also say it's often put as sort of a false choice between keeping everybody safe and civil liberties. And the American people have been asked to make this false choice between security and civil liberties for many years, going back to the Bush administration, and being asked to make those choices again. But there's no evidence that these raids make anybody safer. To the contrary, I think there are good arguments that this is a total waste of taxpayer dollars. But again, that's really the authoritarian rationale of Border Patrol. Give up your freedoms and we'll keep you safe. And I think most people reject that. I think most Vermonters reject that. And so, again, we're calling on people who do reject that, who do want to challenge these practices, to be our eyes and ears and to contact the ACLU if you see anything.
My understanding of the response from Greyhound Bus Line so far is basically, we have to comply with the law. Do you expect any further kind of statements or changes in policy from Greyhound?
Well, we're hoping to speak with them directly to actually clarify what their obligations under the law are. As I say, DHS's own regulations make clear that they don't have to do this. They're making a choice, just as we all are making a choice. What kind of a country are we going to live in? Are we going to live in one where we're free to go about our business, or one where at any moment we could be stopped and interrogated by armed federal agents? And that's a choice. It's a choice that Greyhound and other carriers are being asked to make. And we and our supporters are calling on them to make the right choice. But, it's also a choice that we all have to make. Is this an agency that we're going to allow to do these things? Or are we going to say, you know what, this is totally antithetical to who we are as a country? And it doesn't take a constitutional law expert to say that. I mean, this is anybody who's had civics 101 or grown up in this country should be able to relate to the idea that in this country, people are free to go about their business without being detained and interrogated by armed federal agents.
In the meantime, and we just have a couple seconds, do you have advice for Greyhound passengers who might be on a bus that gets boarded, what their rights are in that kind of situation?
Yes, absolutely. People should always know what their rights are. You can get Know Your Rights information on the ACLU's website. We also remind people that they do have the right to record law enforcement operations, although we have seen, of course, some law enforcement officials, including Border Patrol officials, harassing people who do attempt to record. But that is something that people have a right to do. And again, if people see or hear anything that concerns them, I really encourage them to contact the ACLU.
That's James Lyle, Executive Director of the ACLU of Vermont, which has joined the chapters of other states asking Greyhound bus lines to stop allowing agents to board buses and ask passengers questions about citizenship. James, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much, Jane.